Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning. Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall here on 100.9 WIFM. We're welcoming you to our program today from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk today about the Extension's Master Gardener Volunteer Program. And I know Extension Master Gardener Program is accepting applications now for folks who want to become volunteers in the horticultural area. So let's just start off, Joanna. Maybe you can tell us who Master Gardeners are, please.
Oh, okay. Master Gardeners are basically anyone that is in the community. And when I say community, if it's a Surrey County Extension Master Gardener Volunteer, it would be anyone in Surrey County.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based on county. So anyone in the county who lives there that enjoys learning about gardening, actually, or any kind of horticulture topic, enjoys gardening themselves, and likes to volunteer.
Okay. They get training, I guess?
They do. We have quite a bit of training to begin the initial process of becoming a master gardener. And in return, they do, you know, agree to give us at least 40 hours during that first year.
Okay. How many master gardeners are there?
Oh, just in the Piedmont alone, and I guess the surrounding five counties, there's over 400 master gardeners.
Wow.
Who volunteer to answer all kinds of questions about lawns and gardening. They teach gardening skills, and they maintain some of the gardens that demonstrate good plants for our region.
And Surrey County has how many active master gardeners, Joanna?
We have a small program here, but it's growing. We have 15 active master gardeners, and each year we add a little bit more and a little bit more to that.
I always know the event that you do at Fisher River Park celebrating agriculture, there's always master gardeners there, and they really always seem to have folks who are talking to them and learning stuff from them. In addition to that, what kind of volunteering do the master gardeners do?
Oh, like I said, anything with horticulture. So that would be, some of them are involved with the schools to create and implement raised bed gardens.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the schools are interested in that now. They also act as advisors for community gardens, and we have two of those that they are in charge of. They hold workshops on various topics from spring to fall gardening. They've done plant propagation, they've done mushroom production, grafting, even how to attract butterflies and birds to your backyard. They've also done some hands-on, really hands-on, how to make a concrete bird bath for your backyard.
Oh, neat, yeah.
So they have a lot of neat programs they do. And that's held throughout the year, and they usually have at least one of those per month.
Oh, that's terrific, yeah. Who should, really, when you get down to it, who should become a master gardener, Joanna?
Really anyone interested in gardening, but more so volunteering, because it is a huge, I guess, commitment
mm-hmm.
for volunteering. They should be anyone that is comfortable working with a lot of different people, because we work with everybody here at the Extension office.
Right.
And those that want to become master gardeners should be willing to share their knowledge of gardening and other horticulture topics with those that are brand new to gardening or, mm-hmm. you know, those that have been in the field for a long time.
From the novice to the old pros, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, exactly how do you become a master gardener?
To begin with, you complete an application form.
Okay.
We have those here at our office, Extension office in Dobson, or you can go onto our website, which that address is surrey.ces.ncsu.edu.
Okay.
You'll find the application form there and a lot of information as well. Secondly, when you become accepted into the program, you'll attend a 40-hour training course. And that training is full of information about that will help prepare you to answer gardening questions that you may have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because once people find out you're a master gardener, you may be approached anywhere, grocery stores, out on the street,
yeah.
of some of the questions that they may have related to their lawn or fruits or vegetables, any kind of landscape plants and things like that
sure.
that folks may
yeah.
have. And with that 40-hour training course, after that's over, the volunteer agrees to give back 40 hours during that first year to the Extension Center. So that's doing, like, some of the activities that we had talked about earlier.
Sure.
Or it may be a project that they are, you know, interested in and want to work on as well in the horticulture field.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to be a master gardener. It's a certification process, so it's a recertification as well. They have to receive training after that first year. And most of the folks that actually go through the master gardener program enjoy learning. So the training courses and things that they need to go to is something that they want to and they're interested in anyway. And then they have 20 hours to keep up a volunteer work each year.
Oh, great. Are you guys in Surrey accepting applications now?
We are accepting now until the end of December, and our new classes will actually begin in February.
All right.
In February, they'll meet on Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons, so that usually is well enough for 40 hours, so it's usually ends up about mid-March.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty reasonable, I'd say. It's what are you going to do outside that in February anyway, right?
That's right.
Might as well be inside learning. That's excellent. By the way, Joanna, is there a fee for the Master Gardener course?
Unfortunately, there is a fee. It's $100 for the course, and that just helps us to cover all the training materials that will be covered in that 40 hours of instruction that they do receive.
Seems like a small price to pay for that 40 hours of instruction and knowledge. That's great.
That's a great program. Lots of information for those that are interested in horticulture.
And I know if they are, I know the website address is a little convoluted. Can you give us that phone number again?
The phone number here at the office is 336-401-8025.
And if you're interested in becoming a master gardener, call, get the info, and make sure you get that application in by the end of the year. And Joanna Radford, I thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to our next chat, too, right here on Extension Today.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.